Hello and welcome to episode 58 of the HMO Success Podcast. If you think education is expensive, try ignorance. Welcome to the HMO Success Podcast. My name's Wendy, and this podcast will help you invest in houses of multiple occupation. Hi. Thank you very much for listening today. Now, we've got a slightly different episode today because today I wanted to tell you a couple of stories. First one is my own experience. So this was about 7 years ago. We go back to 2013. So I'm in the position of being a mum with four boys, busy life as it was. And I was also working part-time. And I was trying to develop my property portfolio. Now, I had a couple of HMOs at that stage and I had some single buy-to-lets. So I wasn't brand new to property. I certainly had a bit of background. I had a bit of knowledge. But I got to the point in my second HMO where I ran out of money. We had had a situation arise whereby the builder had suggested to me one day that I come down and have a look because he'd found something very exciting in what was going to be a six-bed HMO. I decided I'd pop down to the property and see what he was talking about and why he was so excited. And when I got there, I realised that he wanted me to go into the loft. Now, I was a little bit tentative because I thought, what am I going to find up here? Is there going to be a dead bird or a sort of bat's nest or something awful? But no, I didn't need to worry about that. But what I did find was an amazing space. And it was Andy, my builder, who convinced me that this could be a brilliant extra room. So, without further ado, I set him and his team off to develop this as our seventh room in the seven-bed HMO. But of course, what I hadn't factored in was the implications of doing a seven-bed HMO over three stories. And very quickly, I learned that I needed more building regulations, I needed planning permission, and I would also need a license because at that stage, it was only three-story HMOs that were licensable. That's since changed in 2018. But at that point, that's the situation. I was thrown into the deep end of legislation, of education, of understanding, all of these areas which I had had no knowledge of. And it took me back and it also cost me a lot of money. The project literally came to a halt while we had to clear some of these rules and regulations in order so that I could go on and, you know, get the project over the line. Now, we did get the project over the line, but it cost me an extra £30,000. That was partly because of the loft conversion, but it was also because of the extra regulations that I did not know about. A few weeks into the build, I was exhausted. I had been totally taken aback by these extra requirements. I hadn't realised what I was getting myself into. And in some ways, I was regretting what I'd done, the haste at which I had thought I could develop a seven-bed HMO and everything would be okay. I was ignorant, I was uneducated, and I hadn't realised the importance of understanding. Just a few weeks after that, I was on a webinar, as was the case back then, and of course is the case now. And at the webinar, somebody was promoting their three-day event. Now, at the time, I had no money left to invest. All my money had been taken up, and in fact, I was short of £30,000, and I was on the lookout for trying to find £30,000 from somebody who would be kind enough to lend it to me so I could complete my seven-bed HMO. But as I read and listened and heard what the speaker had to say, I knew I was compelled to sign up for a fairly expensive three-day event. I put it on my credit card, and as I did so, I was shaking because I knew that my husband would probably be pretty cross with me. I knew that I was taking a risk. I knew that the 3 days that I had signed up for was going to be expensive in other ways. I would have to pay for accommodation and so on. But I also knew that without this, I could lose a lot more money moving forward. So I decided to put it on my credit card and with a little bit of fear and trepidation, sign up for the 3 day event. That 3 day event changed my life. I wouldn't be sitting here recording this podcast today had I not gone on that 3 day event, because it was at the 3 day event that I met my business partner. It was at the 3 day event that I met my mentor. And it was the 3-day event that really catapulted me further into the world of HMOs, knowing how to raise money, knowing how to do purchase lease options, understanding many of the other strategies that come with property. It opened my eyes to so much that I could do in property that I had never seen or heard or known about before. That was how powerful the weekend was. And as a result of investing that near enough £2,500, I returned that 100-fold over the next year as I was able to find the right properties, create pathways for investors, raise money from investors, and create a very profitable HMO portfolio. Let me tell you another story. A story of two investors from London who are working together, both in high-profile jobs, busy people, and they've got some money to invest in HMOs. They decide that they're going to put their money into a property north in the north of England and want to develop a 5-bed HMO. With the help of a sourcing company, they find a 5-bed HMO and put their money into it and use bridging finance. They utilise another company to do the refurb. The refurb goes well. There's a few hold-ups, but generally it comes in on time and on budget. And the product is good. There are 5 bedrooms, fully lettable, and very soon those rooms all fill up with really good tenants. However, there is a problem with one of the tenants. One of the tenants stops paying their rent. And of course, over COVID, we've seen this time and time again. But because this couple of investors doesn't really know what they're doing, they haven't been educated, they haven't invested in themselves, they haven't invested in their education, they decide to take a very long and circuitous legal route to get rid of the tenant. There are other ways of getting rid of tenants which don't involve long and circuitous legal routes, but only if you know how to do it, only if you're educated. And education isn't just about knowing how to do something, it's about the mindset that you get as an investor in knowing why to do something. It's the mindset that you develop that gives you the confidence and the competence to deal with some of these challenges which are prevalent in HMOs. So rather than investing in themselves, rather than investing in their education, they put all their money into the HMO and then found they had problems with it. And then found a few weeks later that there were other issues with the HMO that they hadn't realised before. And then came to the refinance. And they went through the refinance process. And again, they didn't really know what they were doing. They chose the wrong broker. They chose the wrong lender. They weren't able to get the right value on the property. Why? Because they weren't in the right community and because they hadn't invested in their own education. I've seen these kind of stories time and time again. I've seen people get confused between licensing and planning, not understanding the difference, thinking that if they have a planning permission for an HMO, that automatically gives them the right to a license, when of course it doesn't. Other people thinking that they're buying an HMO with a license and therefore they can carry on running with that same license. No, you can't. You have to have your own license for that property. There are no grandfather rights when it comes to licensing. Now, these are some of the legal intricacies that probably put a lot of people off buying HMOs. And indeed, some of these do seem like hurdles that are pretty tricky. And unless you know what you're doing, you can easily get caught up. You can easily make mistakes. But that's why they give you the yield that they do. That's why they're high cash flowing, because they are a harder type of asset to invest in than, let's say, a single buy to let. And if you want a simple, easy life and you are happy with, you know, reasonable yields, but nothing spectacular, but it's not going to probably get you out of your job, then do buy a single buy to let. It's definitely easier. However, if you've got more ambitious plans, if perhaps you're ready to really think about your lifestyle and you want to create a new form of income that's going to potentially replace your income, then single buy to lets are probably not going to do it, not unless you've got 30 of them. So HMOs is where it's at in terms of cash flow. They're not as advanced as doing a commercial conversion, but they're not as easy as doing a single buy to let. And this is why I absolutely believe in the power of education. There's lots of information out there. There's lots of information that you can get from YouTube, from reading books, from listening to podcasts such as this one. There's lots of educational content. But I actually believe that until you immerse yourself in it, until you commit to invest and actually invest in your own education, that commitment is never quite there. When I first started learning about HMOs, I read everything there was to read about that was free. I attended lots and lots of online sessions, lots of online webinars, and they were all useful, powerful, and helpful. But it wasn't until I went on the 3-day event that really changed my life, because that immersive experience allowed me to see, hear, and understand. It allowed me to explore. It allowed me to really pull things apart, to look at things in detail and discuss with other people how they had built their portfolios or what they were planning on doing in terms of property investing. It allowed me to meet other investors to see how they were doing what I wanted to do. And not only that, it changed my mindset. It gave me the mindset of an investor, not just a property developer, not somebody who was turning over finance to be able to create a product that would sell, but actually it gave me the mindset of having a bigger money mindset. I think that's where education has a cutting edge, and I believe that as somebody who believes in education myself, it's always been a really important part of what I do, that I stay educated, that I invest in my own education. And over the last 10 years, I've probably spent well over in excess of £50,000 or £60,000 in programs, in courses, in events. And yes, it's true. Some of them have been probably a waste of time and a waste of money. They haven't given me any return. But others have been life-changing. They have forced me to face an issue or a situation or an approach that has been absolutely life-changing in the way that it has made me think about myself, my business, my approach to property investing. And I wouldn't be running a podcast, I wouldn't run a coaching and mentoring company now if I didn't believe in it. So I would encourage you to really consider your own situation when it comes to investing. How much time and money do you invest in yourself? How far do you see yourself as the tool for being investable? A couple of nights ago, we were watching Dragon's Den, and I'm quite a fan of Dragon's Den. I really enjoy it. And it was the episode where Theo Pithfetis was on, because Peter Jones was self-isolating. And it was great to see Theo. I'm a big fan of Theo Pithfetis. One of the things that stood out for me, because he's not been on the series for a while, but was his ability to ask great questions. His ability to cut through some of the fluff and nonsense that the entrepreneurs have when they come into the den, and to really ask piercing questions of those entrepreneurs in a very nice way, but nevertheless, direct to the point. You could see his time away from the den, developing his businesses, developing his portfolio of companies, has given him an edge. And the other dragons are very good at this as well. There's very little, there's a sort of thread of difference between them. But I just noticed this with Theo, that he is really head and shoulders above the others in terms of being able to pinpoint what the critical issues are. And, you know, this is one of his massive strengths, is that ability to think critically. I believe that when you are educated, when you immerse yourself in something, when you take time to learn it, when you take time to spend time with yourself, learning, changing, altering, it's the best investment that you can make. And when you see people who have done it, when you see the results that they're getting and the way that they think about their business, the questions they ask of their business, the ability to cut through the irrelevancies and get straight to the point and talk about results, profit and loss, turnover, cash flow, those critical issues about money and about finance, to me, that's what sets them head and shoulders apart from other people. And that's what I saw in Theo Pithfetis when I watched Dragon's Den the other night. Now, Peter Jones is equally very good at this, but in a slightly different way. He's extremely good at analysing the business model and understanding the business model that somebody has when they come into the den. And once Peter comes back into the den, I know we'll see that again from him. But what about you? Where do you stand on investing in yourself? Do you fear spending money? Do you consider it an expense which you're not going to get a return on? Or do you see it as an investment? How much do you take your own growth and investing in yourself seriously? Do you participate in regular education? Do you decide that every month a certain portion of your budget needs to go on investing in your education? Because I believe unless you are actively investing in your education, unless you're actively investing in yourself and what you're learning, you can easily become stale. I think one of the big benefits of actually being in a mentoring program or in an education program is not just what you get from your mentor, but it's also what you get from the community. I've seen this time and time again, that people who are in communities often get far better results. And why is that? Well, because of course there's an element of competition, there's an element of wanting to tell other people how much you're progressing, there's an element of accountability, but more than that, a sense of being on the same journey together, that the highs and lows, the ups and downs can be shared as part of that community. There's a sense of camaraderie along this pathway, but there's also information, there's education, there's input, there's encouragement, which if you're doing this on your own, you probably are not accessing. And I've seen people become stale, to become slow, and become out of touch with what's happening in the real world. Being an investor, it can be a very lonely path. When I started, there were no online programs. I mean, there was very little internet even back then in the 1990s. So it's very hard to learn how to invest in property wisely and how to do it effectively. It took me many years before I came across education programs, mentoring programs, networking communities that were focused on property investment. And when I did, it was quite a revelation. Now, you might be involved in some of those networking groups, which is great. But I do think that you could be ready for the next step. And if you know that you are ready for the next step, if you know that you're ready to invest in yourself, to launch forth in a new phase of your own journey, then I would like to welcome you and to invite you to consider whether another 3-day event might be just up your street. So I am not going to make any apologies to pitch to you today, because I want to give you this opportunity that if you have not ever seen what is possible with HMOs, if you've never really explored the options with HMOs, or maybe you already have some HMOs, but they're just not performing quite right, then I would love for you to register today to come on my 3-day event. It's called the HMO Intensive. It's a 3-day event that runs from Friday to Sunday, the 9th to 11th of July. So it's in just over a week's time we're starting. It used to be a 2-day event, but we're now doing it on 3 days. This 3-day event will change your mindset. Not only do we talk about HMOs, but we talk about tax, we talk about finance. We are going to help you to learn exactly how to do what myself and my colleagues have done. And I'm going to tell you about their input in a moment. In order to change your results, you have to change your actions. But how are you going to change your actions? How do you know which actions to change? How do you know what's real, what isn't real? What's working, what isn't working? Well, I'd like to share with you some of the methods and the means that we're using right now to make money from HMOs. If you want to create enough cash flow so that you can leave your job and eventually travel the world when we're able to, then now is the time to do it. I've seen people wait and procrastinate and wait and procrastinate, and then a year later they write to me and say, "Wendy, I wish I'd done this last year." And I can absolutely reassure you that you will be the one saying this to me in a year's time if you don't get started now. The objections you might have in your mind are often one of these three. Number one, I don't have the money. Well, having money to invest in HMOs is necessary, but it doesn't have to be your own. And one of the things that we teach you on the 3 days course is how to raise money from other people to get started. The second question people have is, I don't have the time, I'm too busy. Well, again, some time is necessary. You may have to alter your weekly schedule. You may have to try and spend less time doing other things in order to make time for this. But if you have between 6 and 8 hours a week, I believe you can make this happen. I've worked with many people who have very, very high-powered, stressful full-time jobs, and we always, at the beginning of the program, work out a way in which they can make this happen. So I believe that with the right mindset and with the right approach and the right commitment and dedication, 6 to 8 hours a week, you can do HMOs. You can build a profitable HMO portfolio. And then the third one is knowledge. And knowledge leads to confidence. And that's why I believe that until you step forth and commit to investing in your own education, to really putting that package of knowledge together, to understand a five-step system that can take you from where you are now to where you want to be, until you do that, I suspect you will stay sitting on the fence. So what does the 3 days cover? Well, we're going to deep dive into my five-step system. And I'm sure you've heard me talk about this before. Find it, fund it, finish it, fill it, and future-proof it. And probably one of my favourite sections is the future-proofing it bit, because that's the bit where it becomes exciting. That's the bit where it's hands-free, where you can do what you like with your income. You can do what you like with the time and the cash flow that you have produced. And I do not in any way recommend that you see this as a replacement job to the one you have already. I believe that you can build a profitable business that creates cash flow for you each and every month without you personally having to manage your HMOs. But how do you do this effectively, and how do you do this without having to spend a lot of money on travel or investing hours away from where you live? We will introduce you to a methodology that will help you to find your HMO in exactly the right location for you. Time and time and time again, I've worked with people who've said to me, but I just don't know where to invest, Wendy. Well, on the 3-day course, we will do a deep dive on finding it so that you find your ideal HMO investing location. Now, as well as the 3-day event, which is fantastic education, interactive exercises, we have a lot of fun, we have a lot of laughter. It's a great 3-day event. I've had some fantastic feedback from people about the quality of the content that I give on those 3 days. We also are doing a special bonus at the moment, and this is called the Killer HMO Starter Pack. Now, my Killer HMO Starter Pack is a literal physical pack. You will actually get this in the post before the event starts. And the Killer Starter Pack includes a huge amount of extra information, tools, and you know, fantastic material for you to get started in HMOs. It includes a step-by-step 16 weeks to success activity schedule. So if you don't know where to start, literally this tells you week by week what you should be doing, and it's broken down into those 5 steps. So it's very easy to see how your first fix happens, when your second fix happens, what the steps are in between the different areas of the refurb, when should you start advertising your rooms, when should you start applying for your license, when should you get insurance, etc., etc. It's broken down step by step. You get a deal analysis toolkit. So if you've never analysed a deal before, you're not sure about the numbers, the toolkit will explain exactly the numbers to put in there. So it spits out a figure so that you know whether this is a good deal or not. Does it fit your criteria for a good deal or not? And if it does, it's a goer. You'll get a budget and costings master sheet. So if you've never done a refurb before and you're not sure how much things cost, this is a really fantastic tool, because it gives you the detail on building costs. And I've been doing research over the last couple of years to put this together. So it includes costs from the Northwest, the Northeast, the Southeast, the Southwest, and we've compared those prices and produced a budget and costings master sheet, which is completely up to date and relevant in today's market. You'll get a tenancy pack with all the information you need if you decide you want to tenant the HMO yourself, or if you're doing rent to rent. You will get 3 HMO case studies, and you can then copy these and model them. So the floor plans, the specification of works, all the information about those HMOs is included. You'll get how to choose a great HMO agent cheat sheet, if I can get my tongue around it. Now, this is helpful if you're looking for an HMO agent. Many lettings agencies claim that they can manage HMOs, but of course they are a little bit of a different beast. So you want to find someone who can do this. And this cheat sheet will give you the questions to ask and help you to analyse whether that's the right agent for you. And then you will get a virtual assistant toolkit, because one of the things that I think is very important is to enable people to learn how to outsource from day one, so that it's not all your time that's being spent in developing your HMO portfolio. Now, ordinarily, this bundle would retail at $997 plus VAT. Reasonable investment, not as much as you can pay with some property training companies, I might add. We try and make it as reasonable and as accessible as possible. But there is a huge amount of intellectual property that we've put into these tools, that we've put into this material. And we know there's tremendous value when you start to apply and use that material. Over the 3 days, we will talk about the content of that killer starter pack so that you feel confident when you go out on that Monday morning and start to maybe do viewings or start to consider what your action plan actions are going to be for that very first week after the 3-day event. Now, as well as that, we provide an 8 GB USB stick, because we know that video content is very helpful when it comes to learning how to use some of these tools. So I've recorded a number of videos and they're on the USB stick, so you can literally plug and play and make it work for you. So you get the 3 days full training. Now, I must also add here that my colleagues Kirsty, who is a commercial specialist, and Ian, who is a rent-to-rent and social housing specialist, will also be on those 3 days. They are running special sessions through the 3 days to tell you exactly about how to do their models of HMO as well. So if you've ever thought about buying a commercial property and converting it into an HMO, if you've ever thought about buying an HMO but then renting it or leasing it to a charity, Ian can explain that. Kirsty will talk about commercial property. It's going to be a fantastic 3-day event. So you get the 3 days. You get the Killer Starter Pack bonus kit, which includes both of my books, if you haven't got them both already. You get a study guide. You get an HMO Success pen. You get an 8 GB USB stick. You get the 16 Weeks to Success personal project planner. And we're also going to give you our HMO Mastery Marketing Toolkit. So if you're looking to find deals in your local area, but you're not sure how to do it offline or off market, so direct to vendor, the marketing toolkit is what you need for wording leaflets, to enable you to do adverts on Facebook, to enable you to find the vendors and work direct with the vendor. Now, we are running this event from the 9th to the 11th of July, so it's next weekend. You've got literally a week before we are launching, and I would love you to join us on that event. And as a special offer, we're not going to be offering it at $997 plus VAT, but the price, because you're a podcast listener and you're a very valuable podcast listener, is we are reducing that to $697 plus VAT. So it's a total price of just $697 plus VAT. Now, at the moment, we have about 7 people registered for the event, and we try and limit it to 10 people. We like to keep it to a small group because it's all run online. And if you go into a large group setting, we tend to find that people get lost, or their questions get lost, or their queries get lost. So we like to keep this to just a group of about 10 people. So we literally have only 3 places left. Now, I have calls with people this weekend and early next week, and I suspect that some of those places are going to go. So if you decide that you're ready to launch yourself in now, having listened to me, having listened to what I've said, having heard the content of my podcast and understood what I do and how I do it and how I can help you, then please register. The registration link is in the notes to the podcast, so you can find it there. If you cannot find it, maybe it hasn't fed through to your podcast provider, please contact me. My email is wendy@wendywl.uk. That's wendy@wendywl.uk. And I will make sure that my VA sends you all the details of the event plus the registration link. As soon as we have all your details, we'll send you out the HMO Killer Starter Pack so you can start to look through that, read through the content, really get immersed in it before the 3-day event starts. This is truly an amazing 3 days. What we cover is life-changing. I do believe that this is the same life-changing event as the one I attended 6 years ago, 6 or 7 years ago. I think you will learn so much, but you will also be inspired. You'll also realize that where you are right now doesn't need to be where you stay forever. And that if you want to change your life, a few simple actions, a few simple processes can do that. And I've seen this happen time and time again. So I would love it if you came along. We're going to have a great 3-day event, deep dive into HMOs, talk about rent to rent, social housing, all the new strategies that are coming through that are helping people to buy property and make money out of property. And I'd love to see you there. So check the details that are in the link provided in the notes for the podcast today. And without further ado, I look forward to seeing you next weekend. And there'll be another episode of the HMO Success Podcast next Friday, early doors as usual. And if I don't see you on the 3-day event, then I hope you have a fantastic week. And thanks ever so much indeed for listening. Thank you for listening to the HMO Success Podcast. If you'd like to know more about how you can create a profitable HMO business, please visit our website, hmosuccess.co.uk, to find out more. We have plenty of free tools and information for you there, and also on our Facebook group, The Ultimate HMO Success System. We look forward to connecting with you very soon. Thanks for listening.